When Bukayo Saka met Arsene Wenger early last year, 2023, he asked the old man to teach him one thing to elevate his game. Wenger said to the young Saka, "Use your right foot a bit more." And on Saturday, Saka said, "Say less."
Here's Saka, invited to get forward, and invited to smash home. Bukayo Saka netting another brace in the Premier League.
Welcome to Up Gunners, the ultimate podcast for Arsenal football fans worldwide. You're ready to dive into the latest updates, insightful analysis, breaking news and all things Arsenal from the perspective of a passionate Nigerian supporter. Now join me, Tony Doe, as I explore the highs, lows and everything in between of being part of the Gunners family. So grab your jersey, settle in and let's kick off this journey together. Up Gunners! Arsenal delivered a commanding 5-0 victory over Burnley in the Premier League, with Bukayo Saka shining with a brace, supported by goals from Martin Odegaard, Leandro Trossard and Kai Havertz. The win keeps Arsenal within striking distance of league leaders Liverpool. Burnley's woes continue as they suffer an 8th winless match, remaining 7 points adrift of safety. Manager Mikel Arteta praised Arsenal's hunger for success, while Vincent Kompany acknowledged Burnley's subpar performance. Analysis suggests Arsenal's recent form, defensive resilience and emerging talents like Saka could negate the need for a marquee striker. More on that a little later. Up next, Arsenal tackles Porto in the Champions League before hosting Newcastle in the Premiership. Arsenal's commanding performance against Burnley grabbed headlines as they secured a resounding victory at Turf Moor. Player ratings reflect the exceptional display by key individuals, with Martin Odegaard and Bukayo Saka leading the charge. Martin Odegaard's sensational form continued as he showcased his prowess with a superbly taken goal, a penalty creation and an assist, earning him a stellar rating of 9. Bukayo Saka, who's been in scintillating form, scored yet again, making it 6 goals in 4 games and received a commendable rating of 9 as well. Other notable performances included Declan Rice's commanding presence in midfield, earning him an 8 rating, and Kai Havertz's direct running causing problems for Burnley, leading to a well-deserved goal and an 8 rating. The defensive lineup also shone, with Ben White and William Saliba showcasing their defensive prowess with solid performances, both receiving a rating of 7. Arsenal's bid for the Premier League title is supported by a string of impressive statistics indicating their improved form compared to last season. With the fewest shots on target faced in the league and a remarkable 26.6% conversion rate, their defensive resilience stands out. Recent matches have seen them concede minimal expected goals, showcasing their solidity at the back. Against top teams, Arsenal has been formidable, averaging 2 points per game in clashes with the Big Six. Moreover, their recent surge, accumulating 15 points from 5 matches in 2024, strongly reflects their title aspirations. With a prolific scoring rate, efficient set-piece execution, and superior goal difference of plus 36, Arsenal's progress this season is evident, marked by a significant improvement over last year's performance. Jukwese. Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta has lauded his team's impressive 5-0 victory over Burnley, yet he insists one player can do more. Bukayo Saka, yes, it is you. You shone well with another brace in the 5th consecutive Premier League win, positioning the Gunners in the title race. Well done. Arteta emphasizes the need for unpredictability in play and desires more from his squad as they gear up for upcoming Champions League and Premier League challenges. See, Mikel, we're on the same page with you. Meanwhile, Arsenal enthusiast and TV personality Piers Morgan has drawn parallels between Arsenal standout Kai Havertz and football legend Diego Maradona. How? Kai Havertz is tall, Maradona was short. Anyway, following a remarkable goal against Burnley, of course, everybody was excited about that goal. Havertz's stellar performance contributed to Arsenal's commanding victory, prompting Morgan to laud the player's skill on social media, dubbing the goal a mini Maradona moment. Well, at least Piers is happy about something these days. In the wake of Arsenal's recent surge in form, fans have rallied behind Brazilian defender Gabriel Magalhães with a catchy new chant. Celebrating his stellar performances both in defense and attack, supporters serenade Magalhães as the king of Brazil and hail him as our wall at the back. The chant is seriously gaining traction on social media, and it does reflect the growing admiration for Magalhães' contributions to the team's success. Check it out. In recent statements, Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta has hinted at the possibility of the club entering the race for PSG star Kylian Mbappe. While Real Madrid remains the frontrunner for the French forward, Arteta expressed interest in bringing Mbappe's caliber to Arsenal. The potential move could bolster Arsenal's squad and elevate their competitive standing. Could is presumptuous. Financial hurdles, however, may pose a challenge, with Mbappe's anticipated high salary potentially exceeding Arsenal's budget. Is an assumption. Meanwhile, Oremi Kesio might have something to say about this. Listen.
From a financial standpoint, the Mbappe deal is virtually almost impossible. Not because Arsenal cannot afford him, but because Arsenal has been pushing the financial fair play issue a bit. So I do not think that from a financial perspective, Arsenal will go for Mbappe, and I do not want Arsenal to. Also, there's also the standpoint of because Mbappe is such a good player, does not mean that he'll guarantee you success or trophies. I mean, he plays for PSG. What have they won apart from the Ligue 1 that they win season in, season out? Without Mbappe, they will still win it. So what value has he really added to PSG? What has he? Is he really worth all the money that PSG has been paying him, the stupid money? No, he doesn't. Then lastly, players like Mbappe that think about themselves, and we know he's one of the most selfish, arrogant, irritants in the game. He thinks about himself more than the team. He thinks he's better than everybody else. He thinks it's more important than whatever the team is whatever the team is fighting for, whatever the team stands for. We know players like that are not Arteta type of players. What has gotten us now to where Arsenal is now is, apart from the talents we have in that team, is the spirit of oneness that Arteta has imbibed in that squad. It's everybody fighting for one another. No disruptive characters, no Ozils, no Aubameyang, no Guendouzi. If you feel that you're better than the team, you are out of the team. You really, really think Arteta will bring an Mbappe in that will disrupt everything that he has built? No, I do not think so.
Did you know former Arsenal midfielder Ray Parlour once missed a match after headbutting a bar during a night out with Frank Lampard? I mean, Chelsea and Arsenal waiting for Santo Ovuna. Parlour needed 8 stitches as a result of the mishap, which caught the attention of manager Arsene Wenger. Despite Wenger's understanding nature, Parlour was sidelined for a game or so. Nevertheless, the Romford Pele fondly recalls Wenger as a nice man who always had his players' best interests at heart. Talk about a memorable night on the town. In a historic showdown at the Emirates Stadium, Arsenal women's team clinched a resounding 3-1 victory against Manchester United women. Despite early challenges, Arsenal's dominance prevailed, with goals from Katie McCabe, Chloe Lacasse, and Kim Little sealing the win. The match witnessed the groundbreaking attendance of 60,160 spectators, setting a new FA Women's Super League record and highlighting the growing appeal of women's football. Arsenal's triumph not only signals their title aspirations, but also marks a significant moment in the sport's evolution, showcasing their pivotal role in driving its visibility and popularity. Well done to the Arsenal women. As the battle for the Premier League title intensifies, Arsenal, Liverpool and Manchester City brace for a series of pivotal matches in the coming weeks. With Arsenal currently in second place, closely trailing leaders Liverpool by 2 points and Manchester City lurking close behind, each fixture holds immense significance. Arsenal's next 5 games in the Premier League feature encounters against Newcastle United, Sheffield United, Brentford, Chelsea, and a high-stakes clash against reigning champions Manchester City. With the title race tightening, these fixtures could prove decisive in shaping the destiny of the league crown. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!